sind also Stasis des Jungs. Der According to Rashi, der Mandoma Rousseh, sehr auf Parsch, wie Sif Khan, so wie Dabe, Idoi, wie Mixas, und Führer, wie Mixas, it only applies to Milwe. And Pikodin doesn't require any Führer, wie Mixas, and any Idoi, wie Mixas. And any Shemer, who says, Nensu is Mechuyev to be Nishma. But Rabbetam Shite is different. Und vorisch Rabbetam doch gekommen. Die Xiv Kuse am Milvename oder Xiv, die dann bei Doje, bei der Schwue, die Kfire. In other words, die Korinther am Letam, so die Pshat in ihrer Parche Xiv kann. Ligabe, die Doje bei Mixas, ist the same as the Pshat in ihrer Parche Xiv kann, Ligabe Mumchen und Schleisho. So just as Ligabe Mumchen und Schleisho, even the Mandoma was says in ihrer Parche Xiv kann. He only says that Halvoye also requires Muchim and Gimu. But Shomrim certainly requires. So here too, the Mandoma who says it of Parshas Sifkan, so Halvoye requires Hidoi B'mitzas, Ukfir B'mitzas. But Shomrim certainly required. Well, first come time to work on. תכסיף כי הוא זה אמו ונאמו ידכסיף דיבינו נידוי בעד השבועי די כפירה וכן אמו בין נידוי בעד השבועי די ננס in other words if Reuven says to Shimon שני פוריס מוסעת לך and Shimon says פורחס מוסעת and it's Nensu, so is Potter. So in other words, only in the case where the Taina is a Gimel Poris.
Taina is what?
Gimel Poris, Nosatloch. Doch a Kama, Tichsik Sifku Ze, Amil Venamu Dixin, De Bino Nidoye Bade Shvui Di Kfire, Vochaname Bino Nidoye Bade Shvui Di Nensu, Avo Kfire Loi Bino, Bayi Di Nensu. So two Poris is enough. ובאיס אינגן דיקוי כאוזי המלווה, כהנאם פיקודן, וכייחד מלווה מחייב השתי פורס לחוד, חודד ידוי וחודד יקפירה, מחייב נא פיקודן השתי פורס, חודד ידוי וחודד ננסו, אבל הבחי ברבה ורומה בחומה, בו ישולש פורס, חודד ידוי וחודד יקפירה וחודד ננסו, כאוזי הפיקודן דווקא כסיד, ולא המלווה, So then the question is, why do you require Kfira b'mixas v'idoi b'mixas by Milve? V'od ibai Kfira v'idoi b'milve? Shemo v'mamotzinu yalfir. V'pikot afogadin yishleisho mumchim v'yalfir o'milve b'kot m'sarasaneda v'mandalesli egov parashies v'yamiri b'mixas m'stabal mila תפי, בו הדין לפקוד מחייב וכפיר וידוי לחוד בלוי ננסו, אבל בננסו בלוי כאוזל מחייב דורך המשמע פש לבכו לעצרוך את כאוזל בעד ננסו ולוי ננסו בעד כאוזל אבל כפהקל פוטר לכולם בכל מוקם אפילו מוקם שיוכל לאוי סדיסס הכוסף כאוזל דווקא ולוי כפהקל ועוד יקום המיישת מילווה מפורש חמתה מי טיימא די מילווה פירוש מי טיימא די מיקצס חייב ולא ימיימא מיגד בו יקעקו נאט מי טיימא מילווה דת כבעק לספוטה בוט מי טיימא מילווה דת מידי ומיקצס יש חייב ישבויה and is not נמון ולא מיגד בו יקעקו ואהבה כהידי סעיף פרק על הנשבוין, כי הנשבוין שלו ביטיינה דקומה מייש נהנה, ופירוש מייטיימה דהנה, ומה שקוסוף בספורים גבי מילבוי לכלומים אורחי, אבל קוטן מייז ומייז לגורס לרמנתם, ובספורים לישונים לסן, ועוד עונה בסי המיחס הבייז גם מפתית לחבר בשטר. ילומה ננסו לב שבויה בויה, דימש ונסו לחוד בלוי דוי קרום חי שבויה, אם הרמתם דאי שבוי דרבונן שניסקינו קדם שבוססס כהנה פרק הכסף הפגמס כסוגוסה ואינוך תסוב הרחמון ורום וחום ישבוי דרייסי ומוסי קלם דרבונן כוסם דרייסי תזום ישבוי אוף ניבה בניפתה וריזנו שבוי אוף ניבה בניתם דרייסי ועוד איתנם פרק אשר, זה עם השולו וזה עם הסחורו ישבה, ופה בגמור אל המי, מה שטורני להידלי, ואך פרח הלסה על ליבי דרד נחמן, ומתמין רוסו מסניס נעליבי, כשייסי שכשפו את בניהם, וראי שביטלת וסייפה ביטלת, וראי שביטלת וסייפה בארבע, ויש כאן מה שטורני להידלי, אל רבנונה ורביו דפורך, דלק אל הר דשאלה וסחירס, ומשנה על דגיל ודחידה על כל מייסו, הישבו אינם מדרבון, דמרייס אל המחייב, קידן דאין כנדוי, ומי הוא בין לפירש הקונטרס, ובין לפירש המתם קושי, מאוד אמרים לפרק כל הנשבועים במסוח הבלעדים, מתייך שיוכלים עלי לסחת תיכון אילום, יוכלים עלי לסחת תיכון סעת לא סחוך, ופה ריחה לשבועס השום לחי רחמונה, איך הם משכחס לו, מתייך שיוכלים עלי אדם, יוכלים עלי ננסו, ליך וריח, הכל מידים מקסס ליפת מיגד בוי כברק, ויהיד ננסו כוי, כי כמה נמל אדם, מכוי שבועי, כי בני ככפיר עדוי, ולפירש הקונטרס נמל לקי עדוי, כי הוא אמר היד נאנסו נמל אדם בו ישבוי, דום חי ישבוי פיקוד נקי ורק. ויאב אמרין את רבי איך מרומר חומם לחי ופיקוד הקשר וידוי בלו נאנסו אבניחה, אבניחה דיפורך ליאוסון, אבל יתוכן כלל, דרכו של כפיר וידוי לחוד מחייב, אפילו ביקוד, כי דימוך המשנה יסטובה בהידי סלל וסן, ומני רובי עשר כפנים, ואף על כך, סאול נאיפי סייז חמישה כפן, otherwise there is no שבועי. ונראה כפרש שבו, so far, Thesis mentioned two shittas. Shittas Rashi, the Chomrim, Achai Vishvuye, even by one Pore, and the Sheina says Nens. Then Shittas Rabnatan, that by Chomrim we require two Pores, but we don't require three Pores. And then he mentions the Shittas Reform. And the Shittas Reform is the Shitta of most Rashi. Most Rishin, Rambam, Rajbo, Pitvo, I mean Rambam, Raivet, Ran, most Rishin, the Shita Subo. Vinire, Kipel Shrivo, Dim Foresh, Ki, Ksivu Ze, Amilu Dersi, Vihilkach, Vibikod Namalu, Mikminale, El Bitaine, Dishaycha, Milbe, Daine, Bikfir, Vidoi. In other words, Kfiras milve doesn't mean milve dafke, but what is the nature of kfiras milve? The tevea is tevea mone, and he is made a part of it, Mosai. So the same thing is true of Shom. If the Shema, if the Baalim says the Shema, two porous Mosartaloch, and he says one. He's made a one, so then it's analogous to Kfiras Mil. But Kiksif Guze Amil Udersib, Vilka Bukod Namu Mikminulei, Elbitani Shaykh Milve, Dani Bukfir Vidoi, Avatanis Nen Soloi. Legabin Ensu, that's peculiar to Shom. That's not common to Milve. So then, Vorekola, Maishne Taine di Shaykhad in Milve, mit Taines Nensu. Because Taine di Milve, so the potential Taine involves Hose. But, involves Hose. and the actual taina does not involve us. Mashen kein by taina of nensu. Aber taina vorkam meishne taines mi di shaykh milve mit taines nensu. Und mosik der rabbi wie da be milve di kolme ma hakle ma mit taina shaykh milve. Kein kfira vi doye dem is pon auf mir beim mide die jer bekhavre aber wir konnten kein ma taina shaykh wir konnten die nennen so die jer bekhavre der war bei das no whether the shema was bishia or the behema dai benes is not part of the phrase these needs um a khuye beloy do din vi vakro ye potal miksas dim kvakro ye potal miksas mit dem miksas name potal bin mige di boy kvak um mir bi tainas kvire a folga mok ich och lo is potal dieser sakos anyway I think I mean there is no other terrace that Rashi shit is like the shit of the river. When Rashi says, by Shomrim Bilekel Mimoch, so Kivahakl is Chayev, he means Kivahakl is Chayev in the taina that is peculiar to Shomrim, exactly like the shit of Shomrim. And it's not Ideich, I can Rashi's Loshen altogether. All right, now.
Three boards and tasteless.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. ומה הייתה הלחימה? תפגים על הבייס. ומה הפיו? שמחי ומומן, מחי וישבו. עדים שמחי ומומן, דים שחי וישבו. ופיו ומחי ומומן, וידוע סבלדים כמעידים דומן. My mom in Knas, so maybe with Knas is better. Uma pip she mechay with Knas, mechay veidin. Shvuo, mechay veshvuo. Uma pip she mechay with Knas, mechay veshvuo. Eidin she mechay meisik Knas, and eidin she mechay meisik shvuo. Mal pip she mechay vekop. Tema beidim shemachai mishikob holy kash reb chie krab meyas fiyale krab meyas fiyale do amar eidim mechai mishikob mikavachim titnan omru lo ishnai mochal tochile vuhim alo yochalti reb meya mechai vachachom im peitr omar reb meya im yviyu shnai mudimisach amuro lo yviyu likob makal So if two Eidim say that he was even aware of Mise, he gets Mise, certainly, if two Eidim testify that he ate Chelet Vishayeg, so it's Chayev to bring it home.
It's Chayev to bring it home, regardless of what the Baal says.
Omer Reb Meir. Im Yivir Shnan Mise Chamor, Yivir Dikom Makal, Omole, Mayim Yitzalim Amezi to Yisi Yipotel. So there is a machlekes rishenim between Rashi and Tesbis. Rashi explains that Mayim Yitzalim Amezi to Yisi Yipotel means that Mamesh, if he has a migge, he could have said Mezi to Yisi. They didn't know whether he ate the chilev sheik or mezi. So mele, if he's made it, if he says he did it, if he says lo yachalti, so he's also nem. So the edim are nem on, and he's mechui vekom. Now let's see Loshna Rashi. שהיו יכולים עמדי תאיסו ויפוטם נעקוב מפישומה לא יכלתי פוטה במעל לישקיה so תאיסו says the קשה how is it שייך to say מעל לישקיה במקום מיידים יצא מיגי מוקי מיידים So Tesis explains that it means, since he is able to say, since he's able to, he was able to say, Lechalti Sheik Alamezid, so Mele, when he says Lechalti, and Bezdin was not baiting him, what does it mean by Lechalti? So he's Nemon to Mitaris Dibure. To say, when I said Lo Yachalt, I didn't mean Lo Yachalt to Makir Reidim. I meant Lo Yachalti.
B'shogeg.
Lo Yachalti Shege Kalamist. But if he was Nivdek at the very outset by Bezdin, then he wouldn't be Nemon. Neged Dagor HaSeidim. Fine. Now, Tesis says, Mayim Yisraelim Amelit Yisi Lelisher and then last me Yisam Kufaydim Hayim Yisraelim Lidvor of the Ramea Kom Kedise Fer Komole Didach Lishnet Amayim Nafikam Vainly Forish Umayim Yisraelim Ashein Emolim Alu Achalti Migedi Boyom Amelit Yisi Des Rashis Pshat Domigim Okimeim El Kleima Afma אמרתי לא יאכלתי יאכל לצורך תריס דבורם ולמה לא יאכלתי שיהיה קלמזית ומיירד כשאומר לא יאכלתי ליבות כעיסי איכו ידעתי ולצי פעמה השמזית היה וסבר רבון די מה שאומר לא יאכלתי כך הוא ידעתי שלא אוכל שיהיה קלמזית ולרב מאיר אף על פי של בצי פעמה מזית היסי אין בכך כלום דורך אומר, אומר רב מאיר אם בתחיל אומה, מייטו איסי שמולי, אם הוא יודוני מקוראים ואחרין אומה, מייטו איסי אין שמולי, ואם תימה, ואיך נמון לימה, מייטו איסי, הוא אינו במי סימץ מראש, כי דאומה בפרקם דיסנדר, דה בפלי נריבן לצין, סוהו איזה נמון, ויש לימה די נמון לסלעצמי, אבל לא כאיסי תשובה, So, we see here a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. What's the pshat of Nirmis Masperosh? Tesis shit is that the pshat Nirmis Masperosh is that the dibu whereby a person declares himself a Rosh Eishek is lying. It's a psychological thing. A person doesn't like to admit guilt. If he's lying, so he's an actor. He can say, just as an actor says that he committed murder, so he doesn't mind. But if it's MS, a person is not likely to admit guilt. It's human nature. But if there is a special reason as to why he should admit, he does shuve. And if he does shuve, he has to bring it. So then he cannot bring the korban because he will be either an isa d'raise of maybe chun la'azore. So then it's not shetia. But where there is no special motive as to why he should admit his guilt, so then we say a libo whereby a person declares himself as guilty ishek. That's Tesis shite. Rashi shite in Sanhedrin and Ramban here. Now the Ramban here says on Tesis kashi, how can he say mezit or yisi? After all, in other Mismas Roshi. So the Ramban says, in other Mismas Roshi does not mean that way a Dibu whereby he declares himself into the Roshi Isheka. It only means that just as a Korev is not Nemot to Pasal a Korev as a Roshi Ladies, if Ruvain will testify Reuven and Shimon will testify that Levi, their brother, is a Rosh. So Levi will not become postulatus. So Odom Korov is Latzmi. If a person says in Bezdin, I ate Nevele, he's like a Korov. So Nevele is postulatus, so he doesn't become postulatus. So it's only Gabi things that require Agudas Eidus. But things that don't require Agudas Eidus, so then he's Nemo. He's Nemo. Korban doesn't require Agudas Eidus. He's Nemo to bring a Korban even though no one saw it. So Mele, he's Nemo here too to say Mezitris. And that's Rashi Shite in Sanhedrin.
It's not called Meshi was asked for Russia.
What?
When he says he's gonna, he's Mechuyev a Korban.
Yeah. Test some with base in Sanhedrin. The fourth line from the end of Yomit. V'yomar Rav Yosef, Pliny Rove Leinsi, Hu V'achar Yistarf and Leah. If Reuven says Shimon was Revea Mishkafru, he forced me, he raped me, so then he together with another person, Amitzuref to Mechayev
Shimon.
Mechayev Shimon Misi. Let's say Nick, but suppose he says he was born on Mishkafru, Birzaini. So then, is Roshu, Vatei Romu Altosh is Roshet. So then, he cannot be Mechayev Shimon Mise if he's Mitzuref the Nadarit, because if he says Lasaini, he says he's a Rosh and the Rosh is postulated. Rav Amar Odom Korev is Latzmi Vein Odom Mishmas Mirosh. So what does it mean? There's the Aloha of Palgin on the board, because true that the Rosh is postulated. But the plain pshat, even though the other pshat, but the most mistava pshat in Rishayim is, and this the pshat by most Rishayim, is that when a person says, plain Revan Latzeini, when Reuven says, Shimon Rova Isi Latzeini, then in effect he says two things. He says, Shimon Rova, who is the Nirva? It's not important. He is important. Who the Nirva is? Shimon Rova. Well, the identity of the Nirva is not important.
The victim is not important.
He's not a victim. Or he says Litzeini. So he says it's not important the identity of the Nirva. So that's one thing. And then he says another idea. Ani hu Nirva. So Mele, there are two Dibur. So the Dibur that he's whereby he makes himself a Roshe is the Dibur of Anio Nirva. But the Dibur, Pliny Rova, he does not involve, he doesn't make himself into a Roshe. So one Dibur we accept, the other Dibur we don't accept. Suppose Reuven says Shimon was mizane with my wife, and these postulates like Gabi the wife, what kind of psul is it? So the Rambam says, Baal b'ish de rishim b'rish. It's a psul korev. Like two brothers are postulates to each other. The Ravid says, no, Baal b'ish de is Baal dovo. When you testify against your wife, it's like testifying against yourself. So he's Baldovar. So Pliny Baalishti, who we acha mistafen leho, gei avaloi lehoba, maiko mashmelon, dim faldino midibure, hainach, mau le teim orum korbis latsmi amginon, eitzelishti loy amginon, komashmelon. So what does it mean? What could be his halkadaitach? Eitzelishti loy amginon orum korb, liyin paldino dibure. Vehoilu me'emon, ahu dibura le miktele le chavre, liktele namele dido, komashmo, that he's not ne'emon alishti. So according to Rashi, the salgadaitach of the Gemara was that I could say that since ligabi pleini, he is not a korev, he's not a baldover, he's not a korev, he's kosher. So the edis ligabe ishtei should also be accepted. The Ravid explains it just in reverse. He says, Malitim, because there is aloche of edis shebotl mitzoso botlo kulo. And there is a Yerushalmi in Git, hakesef nechosof lishnei bni odom. So there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan says, if the Eide Ashtar are craving to Uve and Rechekim to Shimon, so since the Eide Sligabi Uven is bottle, because they are craving, so the Eide Sligabi Shimon is also bottle, because Eide is a bottle of Tzoso,
bottle of Kula.
And Rish Lakish says, no, Ligabe Shimon, they are craving today, this is bottle, but Ligabe Ruven is Kyle. So Mele Ruven gets the matone.
The matone.
And then Shimonat. Now the Rambam paskens like a Riv, the Rambam paskens like a Bir. Rabbi Ephraim paskens like Rish Lakish. Why does Rabbi Ephraim paskin like Rish Lakish? After all, the general rule is that whenever there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, the halacha is Rabbi Yechanan, because of the Gemara in Gid. That's in the case where there are two separate divorces. So that's considered like two stories. Except that the two stories are written on one piece of paper. So what difference is it? So Mimele asked me, Kone, that's one star. Un chos of loikon. Iboyelu, kon chos haiknuin loch. Mao. So that's one star and one dibo. Omar Abaye mitir shikon atzmei kon nechos. Omar Rove bishli me asmi likne mide da hava agetisho. El chosim lo yikne. Mide da hava akim shtogas da alme. El atzme lige likne mide da hava agetisho. Ama bishlin chosim likne mide da hava akim shtogas da alme. El atzme likne mide da hava agetisho. El ama gove. Echol ze ve echol ze atzme konen lo chosim lo yikon. And the loch is like Rabbi. that we say pardon on the bullet. And so the question is, why don't we say Yiddish Potl Mitzos or Potl Kolo? Yiddish Potl Kolo, even though he has not a Dinavedis, the mnemonis of the Shliach, of the Eved, is a mnemonis, the Almeid, it's not Yiddish, but still, the Rishonim say, we should say, Yiddish Potl Mitzos or Potl Kolo. Because after all, even though it's not, it doesn't require Eides, everybody is kosher to be Shliach of a Get or Ishtar Shicho, but business to be Mikavlet. And since business to be Mikavlet, so Mele, the Aloha of Yiddish Potl Mitzos or Potl Kolo applies. So, Rabbi Ephraim Shita is that we pass on like Rish Lakish in the Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in Yerushalmi, because Rish Lakish is like Rove and we pass like Rove, but the Rif and the Rambam, they pass like Rabbi Yochanan, they pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So Mele here now in this Gemara a plainly boalished who the Acham is tafel hogi, avoloi lohogo. So, Rashi's pshat is, mao de teimo, mkov, it's last me amrinot. It's a ishtele amrinot. That I could have a sarkadaitoch. Since he's nemon ligabi the plainy, he should be nemon ligabi ishte too. Komashmlon ligabi ishte, that is a korev, he's not nemon. The Ravid explains it differently. The Sarvaitach would be that since he's not Nemon Ligabe Ishte, he should not be Nemon Ligabe Tzlaini, Komashmelon, that he's Nemon Ligabe Tzlaini. Why? Because, but why don't we say, like Rabbi Echan Yerushalmi, Hakeset Nechosav Lushnim Nehodom, Voyoedim, Mazel Chaykin Lazes, Rabbi Yochanan says, Eidish Botlum Soso Botlo, Botlo Kulo. So here too, you should say, since the Eides Ligabe Ishte is bottled, so the Eides Ligabe the plain should also be bottled. So the Ravid makes the distinction between a Shem Eid, but a Possel Eid, and somebody who does not have a Shem Eid altogether. Korev Roshe has a Shem Eid, except the Torah puzzled it. But Baldovo does not even have a Shem Eid, so it's not shayach to say Yiddish Potl Mitzos or Potl Kolo. What the Ravid says, suppose Ruvain said, Pleini bo alachesi shehi eishishish. So since he's not present, cannot be mikabel the Eides ligabe achesi because he's a korev. So Bezdin cannot be mikabel the Eides ligabe the pleini either. All right. Now let's see the taste of Sion Sanhedrin daf test on with base. When Rava says Adam korev is latzmei. The Northern Mason asked me, Roshi, Hiksho Riba Mordechai, with the comma before based the Xuvis. Hoedim Shomok Safiodeno say, Avalanissima Yino, Tanim Yino, Suedes Yino, Nemoni, Vomarome Bachom, Bigmore, Loy Shonole Shomu, Anusimo Yino Machmas Nefoshes, Avalanusim Machmas Mom and Enemoni. My time ain't the Macy Mass Mirosh. For over who the Mosik or some poch, for hash their mildly pogging on the boy, with them new with my decamre, show a new seam, Avaloy Machas mommy. Then Robes Romba Home says, the Mishne says in Suvez, Hoedim Shomog Savio Denuze, Avranusimo Yinu Tanimo Yinu, Suedes Yominu. So, So then, این شما کسفی در این حوزه اولا نسیم این و کتنم این و سلید است این و حقیل نمانی فیلم بیشه ایدیم شو کسفی آدم اوی شوی کسفی آدم بیشه ما که مخیر نمانی اما قبل مخامه لوی شانو ولو شام قبل نسیم این و مخص ما اولا نسیم این و مخص فاش سقیل نمانی اما قبل کل کمینهی که میشه ایگه چوبین خیزم مگی فکر تیم هنیم بیلال پیو و بشتالهی و مگش لکیش اید مخصوم لشتر نشن اخت بیسوی بست الو که ایت مگا ایت قیش ایت مگا حقیل نمانی اما قام بخامه لایشان و لشان مگن نسیم و اینو مخصوم فاشیس دقیش و دت دکسویادم این ییتی مگه مخیر So there is a mige. So then, when is that the morning? Because only if they said, I'm not seeing the machos the forces. So they don't make themselves into Rishoy, because he says, the malve, the point of the gun, forced us to sign the shtar. So they're allowed because of Pikach Nefesh.
Good, so they're not calling themselves
Russian. Yeah. Avalom wanted to see Machas. My main, he gave us a bribe. So even though he has a mige, so we say, you know, Meisimas Mirosh. Now, from this Gemara, there is a Rabbi Kvegas Akash. From this Gemara, it's Mashma. Now we saw there is a Machloikes between Tesis Munzi and Munen. And the Ramban and the Rashi and the other end, what's the Pshat in the Mesas Roshi? According to Teisves, the Pshat of Mesas Roshi is that a Dibur whereby a person declares himself into a Roshi,
he's lying.
Isheka. And the Ramban, some military says the Kashi, how can the Gemara say, my Yerzalim, amazing to his in the Mesas Roshi? So Teisves says, the Teres, because he has a special motive. He does tshuva, so he doesn't want to be maybe chum lazor. And Ramban says, no, Inolis Magoshi is only shayach. He got be things that require edus. He cannot puzzle himself later by admitting guilt, just as one brother cannot puzzle another brother by testifying that the other brother is a Roshi. But Korban doesn't require edus, so he's Nemon. So from this Gemara, Rabbi Kvega says, he said, it's much more like Teisves. Because here, if we say like Ramban and Rashi, that the Dibur whereby a person declares himself into Rosh is Emes, except the things that require edus. So, he's not Nemon, he doesn't become postulated, just as the Rosh cannot Mechayev Mise, and Mechayev Momen, even if it's Emes. So, but here, if Ein Ksav Yodon Yisim Mogmacher, and there is no Yechoch and Numdene, that a Dibur by a person declares himself into Rosh Yishet, some Mele, and here, he has a mige because he could have said anusim oyinu machmas nefoshes and he didn't say some mele it's a raya that he says emes and if it's emes we don't have to resort to the fact that they are showing in order the shtar should be possible because if it's emes that they that the Malve instructed them to sign the Shtar. Not a Leve, so it's not Nase Midasam Yisrael, so it's a Chaspe Balme. So who cares whether they are Edim Kshirim or Edim Tzum? It wasn't Nase Midasam Yisrael, and still, the Gemara says here, Eino Isnas Moroshe. So it's a Raya to taste Vishite. That the Aloche of Eino Isnas Moroshe is an Umdene. That a Dibu whereby a person declares himself into a Roshe Ishega. Alright, now, but then Rav Grieger mentions from the Gemara in Yevomes a Raya to the contrary.
A Raya to?
To the contrary. Tafrofei Omed Aleph in the Mishnah. Hamei vigetin dinas hayam. Vomer von an echtam von an echtam. Lo yisa sich. In Yivomes, Rofei. Hamei vigetin dinas hayam. Vomer von an echtam von an echtam. Lo yisa sich. Why? Because of chashad. People talk. He became a shliach in order to marry the wife. May sarakti fagunu lo yisus ishti. Suppose when Dechot comes to Bezin and says that the Baal was mace, or he says, I killed him. So then he cannot marry the woman because of lozus fosayim. Lozus fosayim. But another person can marry the woman, even though he said, I killed him. So he said he was a Rosh. Rebudei meir haraktif loitinos ishti. Because he says he is a Rosh. A Rosh is post ladies, even ladies ish, who are all psuli. Akosha, but Rosh de Raise is post. Haragnu, I just saw how other people killed him. So he is not allowed to marry the wife. Because of Lozus Fosayim, but others can marry Tnosis Ishti. So the Gemara says, Mei Sarakti for Gunul Yisus Ishti, Hun Niodul Yisus Ishti, Holacha Tnosei, Vomaravyei Seiflein Rivani Leinsi, Huviacha Mistafen Lohoge, Lirzeini Roshu, So here too, if he says Ani Araktiv, so it's like Flein Rivan saying, he declares himself the Rosh, and the Rosh is post ladies. How can Bez be Mikabel is Edes when he himself says, I am post ladies? Vichitei Mishane Yisisho, Dakil Beravonon. The top Sulmanemon, so even with Gazlan the Raisi and the Ritzeach is also kosher. Vomaravnashe, Gazlan did Evreim kosher decision. Gazlan did the Tero apostle decision. Name Ravnashe the Omak Ravude. Omaloch Ravnashe. I know the Amra fill the Rabon. The time the Rabon Hoche Kidderovic. Domarove Odom Korovis Lats may not say Rosh. In other words, so Palgino di Bure. So in other words, he says to the Bure when he says, Ani Arakti is Abal. So he says two things. Haval Nerak. And then he says another Dibur, Ani Oeiri. So the Dibur of Ani Oeiri, with that Dibur, he makes himself into Rosh. But the Dibur Habal Nerak, he doesn't make himself in Rosh. So that Dibur of Habal Nerak we accept. The Dibur Aniwa Eireik we don't accept.
Pagina Dibur.
Pagina Dibur. Leime Rav Yisef Domak Rav Yudhi. But Rav Yisef says, Loi Pagina Dibur. Rav Yisef Rivan Lesein. So Domak, hey. יום העקירה ויהודה. אומר לך אבי יוסף, ענוד האמרי אפילו לרבונות, ושעני דיסי שעוד עקירו לרבונות, ורב נשי דומה קבילי. סורב גביג עשה אין דחידושים, אין דאגו איזה משנייס, פמביסגי מורי סמוכח לדעלוכה. אופן יוס מריצרו שאיזנת that the dibur whereby a person declares himself into the Rosh Yisheka. Because if a dibur whereby a person declares himself Yisheka, so even if we don't say like Rav Menashe that Gazlan the Rice is possibly this issue, even if we assume that Gazlan the Rice is kosher this issue, but he still made himself into a Rosh, so there's an Umdani Yisheka. So how can the wife get married to somebody else? However, from the morning suves, it's mashma that the pshat is in the mismatch Roshi, like Teisves, because there the Gemara says that in the case of Inks of Yodon Yisim of Machria, if they said, so Anusim in the Mishnah says in the morning, because they have a Mige only if he said Anusim in the Machos Nefoshes. But if he said Anusim in the Machos Momein, so in the morning. But over there, we don't need any kosher edes to parcel the Shtah, because if it's true that they were bribed by Momein, so then it's not Nasim das Amishayev. So the Shtag is a Chaspe Balme. So Meili couldn't collect the Malve with the Shtag. And still, we don't have to resort to this. So, and still the Gemara says, from Vachome, that by Einstein, Xavioli's Mogachia, the Mishnah says in the Reishi, is Nemonim only if they said Anusim Oyinu Machos Nefoshes, but not if they said Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momin. So it's a raya that a dibur whereby a person declares himself into a Roshe Isheka. So how about the Gemara in Yevomis? What the Gemara in Yevomis says, that if we don't say like Rav Menashe, that Gazlan the Raise is possibly this issue, if we assume that Gazlan the Raise is possibly this issue, so then even if the eight says Araktiv, he is Nemon. If the eight says Araktiv, so he is Nemon, because there is no stire. So Rabbi Shirley Biskin gives the Teretz. The Birk HaShmuel Rabbi Ober mentions it in the name of Rabbi Shirley Biskin, that the pshat in Gemara in Yevomis is true, that a dibur whereby a person declares himself into the Rosh Yisheka, that's only if there is one dibur. But if there are two dibur, like in the case of Araktiv, so there are two diburim. One dibur is Habal Ne'arat. The other dibur is Aniwa Eire. So Memele, the which dibur he makes himself into Roshe, that is Sheker, the dibur of Aniwa Eire. But the dibur Habal Ne'arat is not the dibur whereby he makes himself into a Roshe. So Mele, if we say Palgina de Bure, so accept the dibur of Habal Ne'arat, and that dibur, with that dibur, he doesn't make himself into a Roshe. And the other dibur, whereby he does make himself into a Roshe, we reject some Mele, we cannot say is the Hoche of the Dibur whereby he makes himself into a Rosh Yisheka. the Ramban sheet is that the divur by a person declares himself into Rosh is Nachika. But anything that requires Eides, some melee Baldovor is not Nemrod. So the Gemara in Yevomes is very good. So if we don't say like Avnashi, and we say that Gazlan the Raisa is kosher l'yisisho, so then, if he says Araktiv, so is Nemon, because Litvorov who kosher l'yis. But the question is, so why does the Gemara in Ksuve say Omer v'chomer that even thinks of Yodom Mitzvah Mokachem? So it's in the morning only if they say Anusim Aginu Machas the forces, but if they say Anusim Aginu Machas Momen, they are not Nemon because they ain't on the Meisim as Meroshi. But here we don't have to resort to Eides, because if it's not Sheker, so Mele the Shtar was not Nasim the Sam Yisrael, so it's a Chaspe.
Yeah.
Balmi. So the Teretz is that according to the Ramban, if the Agodah on its face purports, I mean has a stira, because they say both the boy, there are two the boy, but it's really one dibur. For Palginon dibur, it becomes split into two dibur. But on its face, it's one dibur. And they say that Anus, when they didn't say Anusim Ayinu Machas Momen, so they say the Arishoy, and their Hagodah is possible. So Mele, the Gemara says that when do we say that Palgino de Bure only when there is no stira in the Agode. But if there is a stira in the Agode, so then we don't say a Palgino de Bure. So that's why if they say Anusim Oyinu, the Mishnah says in the Reishi that so they have a mige, so a real nemonim only if they said Anusim Oyinu Machas Nefoshes. But if they said Anusim Oyinu Machmas Momein, since it's one Agode on the face, so and they say they are showing the apostle to that Agode, so then we don't say Palgin and the boy according to Rav Yosef, you see, and according to Rav Enoch Nami. But this Gemara is true even according to Rav. The answer is, because here the halacha is that the shtar has to be niskayim for Eides. It cannot be niskayim for other berurim. The Gemara in Ksuva says that if Bezdin saw the Eidim sign the Shtar Balailo, since he could not apply Balailo, the Halacha of Ritheishmi Gdilim Rie, so Mimele, they have to stand up before another Bezdin and testify. But they know that the Eidim signed it. It's a genuine signature. The halacha is kium shtoras has to be based upon Agodas Eidim. Or if b'yeim, so it's also Agodas Eidim because of the halacha of l'tei shmir dilem rie. So memele, in this case, if they say anusim oyinu Machmas Momen, even though we know it's true, because of the Mige, but you cannot be Mikai Mishtar al the Mige. The Kima Shtar has to be based exclusively on Hagodah Seder. Now, let's see the Gemara in Matis. Zayin Amud Aleph. Iluye v'tuvye krei v'da'a v'ave. Iluye and tuvye were craving of the Aleph. And they testified, yeah, craving of the Aleph, I don't know, brothers, cousins, what different? Sova raf topeli meima gabalei v'umalve rechikenin. So raf pope wanted to be kabel v'aidus. Rashi explains it.
How can you do it?
1 second. The Gabeid Alvoy. In other words, the two Eidim signed the Shtar. The Truvim bar the Meozuz from Shimen, and that Levi is an Orif. Levi is an Orif. Or they testified, Balpe, that Levi is an Orif. And Reuven and Shimon, the two Eidim, were craving of Levi, but of
the
Malva Levi, they all hate him. So, Sovra Popele Meima, since the Levi had money, so then the Haggadah Seder was hal on the Levi and the Malva, so he wanted to accept the Seder. Amale Ravune Breed, Rav Yeshua, Rav Pope, Ilesle Leve, Lav was Ravos Lmalve. So, Mele is considered like Hagode and the Orev also. So, Mele, since it's possible David Orev, so Edish Botl Mixos, Botl Kulo, it's possible David Leve and Malve also. That's Rashishit. Rashi says, "Iluye v'tuvye eide alvoye hoyo krevim alorev." That's Rashi's pshat. But then there are two other pshat. The Raivet pshat and the Ramban's pshat. The Raivet pshat is that they were not eide alvoye. Because in case of eide alvoye, it's like two eidim testifying. That Reuven borrowed Meir Zuz from Shimon, and that Levi borrowed Meir Zuz from Yehudi. And suppose they are craving to Levi and Yehudi. They are rechakim to Reuven and Shimon. So, of course, we can be mikavel the Eidus, legabe Reuven and Shimon. It's two separate Eidus. But here the Rebbe says they were Eidei Doi. In other words, there was a shtar that Shimon borrowed Meir Zuz from Reuven. But then Shimon claimed that he paid him up at the Meir Zuz. And then the Eidim testified that Shimon was made in their presence that he didn't as yet pay up the debt. So Rav Pope thought, since the Orachekim to the Levi and the Malve, the Eidim, and the Levi and the Levi now had funds, so it can be Mikabel the Eidus. So what will be the result? That the Levi will be Mechuyev to pay, and the Orav not. So Rav Yeshua said, Leslie Levy, Labus Ravos Malve. So mele we say Edisha Butl Soso
Butlaku.
There's the Raibis Pshat. The Ramban's Pshat is that it is referenced to Edi Piroi. In other words, there was Alvoy of a Monizus, and then the Malve, and that was established. And then the Malve claimed the Monizus from the Levi. And Levi said that he paid it up, and then two Edim who are craving to the Oret said that he didn't pay it up. He didn't pay it up.
How did they know he didn't pay it up?
Because they were with the Levi and another Medina. So he couldn't have paid it up the way he claimed. So that he didn't pay it up. The country. They were Edim who said, in the country, that's the Raivis Pshat, but the Oedi Doyesh Lipoa. But the Ramban's Pshat is that they were Oedi Peroi who said that they saw how the Levi paid up the debt to the Malve. But these Edim who testified that they saw how the Levi paid up the debt to the Malve or craving of the Oref. So Rathope wanted to recover the Edis. In other words, Mele Pata the Levi. So Ravon Rishwe said, but suppose the Levi doesn't have any funds, so then we'd have to recover the Edis against the Orev, and since they are craving of the Orev, so then the Orev would be Chayev, the Orev would be Chayev, and the Levi would be Potter. So Mele, that's what you cannot say. What's the machlekes? So the machlekes between Rashi on one end and the Raivis and the Ramban on the other is very simple, because Rashi Shite is a big Chiddush. After all, if they are the alvoyes, so it's like two alvoyes. The answer is no, it's not two alvoyes. If it had been a kavlen, so then the aloch is, if somebody is a kavlen, so the malve can claim from the kavlen without even claiming it from the leve, then it's 12 ways mamish. But orev is only loyit from an orev trilo, only the leve has no nechosid. So memele, the chiyuv of the orev is based upon the chiyuv of the leve. So it's not like two edyes, nifrodes, but it's one edyes. But what is the machlekes between the Raived and the Ramban? The Raived shite is that we do not say Palgina de Pure even in the case of Edei Doa Shaloi Pora. But if the Malve claims the money from the Levi, and the Levi says he paid it, and the Edim who are craving to the Oref testify that the Levi was made a bifneim that he didn't pay him, so then, according to Rafope, what would be the result? That the Levi is mechuyev and the Oref is water. That doesn't contain any stire. Nothing, no stire. So Mimele, Ravune Breide, Rav Yeshua would agree with Rav Popi that we say Pardin and Dibur. Mashein Kein, in the case of Edei Piroi, so they didn't testify that they saw how the Levi paid up the debt to the Malve, so then the result would be that the Levi is Poter and the Orev is Chayev. That is Tirem Neubei. All right. Now there's one more thing that I would like to discuss in the Gemara Mogen Siyah. The Gemara says here, Michael Vachemer, Uma Piv, Shei Mechai Ve, Momen, Mechai Vishvue, Edim Shemechai Vmise Momen, Enidin Shemechai Vmise Shvue, Upi Ve Mechai Ve Momen, Voidaz Baldin Kime Edim Dom. Now the question is, what kind of a din is it? He does what he will do. Is it nemanes or is it his chayvs? So we have So we have three shittas reshain. The shita of most reshainim is it's nemanes. In other words, the gabi momein a person is neman. Yesam imeyoi. So you believe it. There is a shite that Amiri mentions in Marcus that a person has no nemonis negedeti, but it's a kinyan, it's his chayves. The raya that is his chayves is from the Gemorim Bo Basra, Daf Kuf Mem, Tes, by Isag Yure. Isag Yure. Isag Yure. Isag Yure. Is there a Gemara Bo Basra? Thank you. Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. Isa Giure Havali Tresar Alfe Zuse de Rove. Isa Giure deposited by Rove 12,000 Zuse. What? Isa Giure. Isa Giure. He was a Ger, Tzedek. Isa Giure, so he was a Goy, and then he was born and brought the Shmuel. And she conceived from him with Rav Mori. Rav Mori was a big Tom Trochem, was one of the Amori. Then, after she conceived from Isag Yure, he did Tshuve, and he became a real Gesedic. So, Rav Mori was the son of Rochel, the daughter of Shmuel. And he was not his son, Alpidin, of Isag Yure, he was only a biological father. Alpidin, he was not Mishyachis after the father. So, Isag Yure, before he died, deposited 12,000 Zuz with Rove. And Isag Yure wanted, as he was a Shrivmara on the verge of death, so he said he wants his biological son, Rav Mori, to get the 12,000 Zuz. Now, so Rove said, there is no way how Isag Yure can force me to give the Tresar Alfe Zuz to Rav Mori, because Omar Rav Heiche Niknino Rav Mori Lane Zuzi Ibi Rushe Lavanya Rushe, because he's not his son, he's only a biological son, he's not a halachic son. Ibn Matone, Matone Shrivmra, because Divri Shrivmra Kirsuvi Mochim Surin Damge. So is Kane. Vidibo Baum.
Yeah.
Vidibo Baum. So me mele. If is Kane Vidibo Baum, so he just has to give it away to Isag Yure by mere fiat. So he said, no, fiat just by saying it. It should be given to Isag Yure. So Rabbi said, Maton Shrim Raki Rushe Shavarabon, Kolhecha di Isabi Rushe Isab Matonic, Kolayichad lesser birusha, lesser matan. So anything that is iser birusha is iser matan, but something that is lesser birusha is lesser matan. So there is no way how he can force me to return the Treisa Alfa Zuze to Rav Mor. Ibn Shuche, less negabai, Ibechlifin, Mimabendikin Bechlif, Iagafkarke, Leslie Karke, Ibn Mein Schlossen, Isholachle, Liaslin. Superficially, it appears as if Chas V'Sholem, Rove wanted to grab the Treisa Alfa Zuze. And that's why Professor Gretz was a big stallion, but he was a big amoretz, and the Seinitero, he was a reformer, you know. So he attacks Rove, that he was a greedy person. But the Miri Indush raises the question, how is the Shaykh to say that Rove Chas V'Sholem wanted to grab the Treisa Alfa Zuze? So he says Chas V'Sholem, he didn't want to grab it. But there is a Mishnah in Shviz that if somebody is Hiroshi Shaloi Bidushe, Vidoshi Bidushe Al Pudin, he doesn't have to return the Alvoye to the biological son. But if he doesn't return, then the Ruach HaChom Nechimen. In other words, he's not acting nicely. So Rove wanted to be Mekayim Mitzvah, to give it to Yisag Yure B'teras Matoni. So that's why he didn't want to be forced to give it Al Pidin. That's the Pshat Nigmar. So he said, there is no way how Yisag Yure can force me to give away the Treisa Alfa Zuze. So
what is this Maimon Shloshti?
Maimon Shloshti means the Mafki, the Nifket, and the Mikabel. Stand in one place. Maski Floravike Parade Ravame Amai Vilayde Yisa the Halon Zuze the Rav Morinir Vilikneu Vidais. Why couldn't Isag Yure, in the presence of two Eidim, be made the Treisa Alfa Zuze belongs to Isag Yure for a long time? It's not that he wants to give it to him now. So the call circulated Ad Hoch and Nofa Kiddushin B'Isa. So he did, and he declared in the presence of two Eidim that they belong to Rav Mori. Some, even though the Chachamim knew it was a sheker, so still he was keen. Ikvat Rav. So there's the keen Odisse. So we see that he do is a keen. Now, so all the Rishonim say that Odisse is a keen. But there are three shittas. One shitta is, this is a kinyan in a case where we have to resort to a kinyan. As here, when it was known that the Treisa Alfa Zuze did not belong to Yisag Yure. It did not belong to Rav Mori. It belonged to Yisag Yure. He wanted to give it away to them, and he deliberately was made a disheka. So then, midraise, it becomes a kinyan. But ordinarily, when there is no yechoche, that the idoi is sheker, so then it's effective mitzad nemones. But even in the case where it's not effective in Sadnamones, where it's known to all the Chachom to best that the Sheker is still effective in Sadki, then there is the Chuves, the Chite of the Marit, that Idoas Baldin is always effective only in Sadki, not in Sadnamones. because Misad Nemones, so just as an Eidechot has known Nemones to be made Simome, so the Baal Pelon himself has known Nemones. There's the Shite of the Marit. Then the Shite of the Rosh is that Hidoye is always effective Mitzad Nemones, never Mitzad Hidoye as a Kinyan. But Ligabe Shchiv Mera, a Gea, since he doesn't have the possibility of giving way through Matone Shchiv Mera, because Matone Shchiv Mera Ki Yerush Shavi Rabbonon, some imele, another takone of Kinyan, of Hidoy, but Legavi Bori, since the Shrivmera has the possibility of giving it away by mere fayet, by divo, so then Hidoy is not effective. It's not effective. Now, let's see the Miri Magus.
Hi.
Now the Gemara says in Marcus that if two aiding testify that Ruvain owes Elef Zuz to Shimon, that he borrowed Elef Zuz on Sunday from Shimon, and then two other aiding come and testify, how can you say that you saw on Sunday in Yerushalayim at 10 o'clock in the morning that Ruvain borrowed Elef Zuz from Shimon, when Sunday at 10 o'clock in the morning you were with us in Mitzrayim? You couldn't have seen it. So then they have to pay us on. But suppose the two of the Mazim say, how can you say that on Sunday you saw that Ruvain borrowed Elef Zuz from Shimon, when on Sunday we were with you in Mitzrayim? You couldn't have seen it. But we saw on Friday before that Ruvain borrowed Elef Zuz from Shimon, so then they don't have to pay us on it. Because whom did they try to be mechayev? Somebody who owed Elef Zuz, except that they were made in Yishekah. So there is no din of kasis and lekashos. This government. But Lidavi Knas, if the two Mazimim say to the Nizumim, how can you say that you saw that Ruvain was gaining for Tavir Meir, and the Sheva say of Shimon on Sunday morning, when Sunday in Yerushalayim, on Sunday morning, you are with us in Mitzrayim at 10 o'clock. But we saw on Friday before that Ruvain was in even Tavir HaMecher, the Sheva Seraf Shimon, so then they have to pay us something. Because by Knas, until the Mardin is not chayef, some melee, when they said, when on Friday, they saw he was ginif to be a chomecha, the sheriff said, of Shimon, so then, it was, he was not mechuyef. Now the shayla is, suppose the two aiden, the mazim say that to the nizumim, how can you say you saw that he bowed on Sunday morning Yerushalayim, El Zuz, and Sunday morning we were with you in Mitzrayim, but the Levi himself is made it that on Friday before he bowed Elipsus. So one shitty is there is no Azam because he does Baldin to Edendom. So that means that he was already high. The other shitty is no. The Chiyu arises now because of the Idoi. So what's the Pshat and the other shitty? The Pshat and the other shitty is that he does Baldin is only a Kiyyat. And it's not pneumonis in any way. Now, the Shittas Rambam. When the Rambam paskens, that like Rabbi Yechanan, Hakesif Nechosof Lishnei Nodav, Voyeidim Krevim Moze, Vokeikim Moze. So Rabbi Yechanan says, since they are craving to Shimon, so even though they are Vokeikim to Ruvin, so the matone to Reuven is also bottle. And Shlokhi says no, because Paul Gin and the boy, and the Rama Paschus like a Bechanan. And the Rabbin Ephraim Paschus like a Shlokhi. Because the Gemara in Gittin, Eve Chehevi is Gittin because of Kol Chosai Knui Loch. So Rav says that Atzmei Kone, Nechosim Loi Kone, Pargin and Dibur. Why don't we say Eilish Abotam Tos Botla Kulo? So here too, we don't say Eilish Abotam Tos Botla Kulo. So the Kashi is against the Rambam. How is the Rambam able to be Zakish to all the time? On one hand, the Paschos like Rave, that asked me, Konin, Chosim, Loi Konin, and the Paschins also like Rave in plain Rivan, we are saying, asked me that the plain is Chayib, Mis, and he not. On the other hand, the Paschins like Aveh. So that two thoughts. One Teretz is, if we say, like the Ravid Shiti is, Eidish Batlum Tzosu Batlum Kulo, is only Shayach when he has a Shemait, but the Posolik, but it's not Shayach when he doesn't have a Shemait altogether. So Korev has a Shemait, but the Posolik, but Moldovo does not have a Shemait altogether. And that's why Rav says, "Plain the Gevanlis Tzeini Huva Acham Staf Mayagi." How about the other member of Rav? "Plain the Boalish Di Huva Acham Stafin Lehogo Lehogei Avoloi Lehogo." So there, it's not Baldavo. So the Rav says, "Also Baldavo, because Balkishni." But in the case of somebody saying, so then Rav will be made it that since we cannot be mikabel the edus ligabe achese is a korev, we cannot be mikabel the edus ligabe the plain either because of edus botlum soso botlum kulam. But the question is, how can we say that the Rambam agrees with the Ravid? The Ravid says that the psul of Baal Bishtei במסד קורדובו, and the Rambam in Perik Yudvei Zmilchaseide says explicitly that Abal Bishte Rishim Rishim. I don't think that that
presents... He's a carb, yeah.
I don't think that that presents a problem, because the Rambam can agree with the Raivet that Baal Bishte Yishte Kigufei Som Emele is a Psuah Baal Dovo. But the Rambam mentions that there is a Psuah of Korav also. Why do we need it? The answer is, the halacha is that a husband is not allowed to testify to a first cousin of his wife because of Baal Kishte. Could we say that when the husband testifies against the father-in-law or against a first cousin of his wife that he's a Baal Dovo? We couldn't say that he's a Baal Dovo. So then we have to apply the aloche of Korev. But otherwise, so that's one teretz. But Rav Chaim doesn't accept the teretz, because the Rambam says that Baal Bishte Rishim Rishim. But Rav Chaim gives another teretz. He says, the shaila is, the machleket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, what does it have reference to? Does it have reference to a case where the Eidim tell when somebody is kesef kol nechosov as a joint matone to Tubni Olam? Now you know, we have a matone can be given in two different ways. One way is that if Reuven gives away all his nechosim to Shimon and Levi severally, individually, that means he gives half of his estate to Shimon, half of his estate to Levi. And there is a matone that is known in law, in civil law, as joint. That means he doesn't give any part of his estate to Shimon individually or to Levi individually, but he gives all his estate to Shimon and Levi jointly, like one unit, like one person. Then there's another third kind of a matone. If it is joint and several, in other words, he gives it away to Shimon and Levi as a joint, if it's possible, that the two of them should get it, so the two of them should get it. But if for some reason one of them cannot get it because one of them is behind the iron curtain or he's in prison for life, so then the other one should get it. So Rav Chaim says the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish has reference to the case where the matone, even the case where the matone is given as a joint matone, so then even Rish Lakish will be made it, that since it's given as a joint matone only, so then, since they are reheikin to Shimon, so Reuven couldn't get anything, any penny either, because it's only given as a joint matter. In the case where it's given only as a several matter individually, so then Rabbi Yechon will also be made that it's two agodes, so each one gets it separately. The machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish as Rav Chaim is only in the case when it is given as joint and several. So Rabbi Yechon holds, since in the case where both can get it jointly, so then they'll both get it as one person. So Memele, we say Yiddish, and Rish Lakish says, since in the case where one of them, let's say, is in prison for life or is behind the iron curtain, so couldn't get it, then the other one could get it, So mele, we split it into two agodes, and the one who can get it, get the agachekim, gets it. The one to whom the craving are craving doesn't get it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.